from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. In Burkina Faso, army troops entered the capital city overnight without resistance. They're asking presidential guard members who carried out last week's coup to lay down their weapons. The coup leader, General Gilbert Diendéré, says he's optimistic about the outcome of the discussions. Speaking at a news conference, the general denied the army had given him an ultimatum and said he wants to avoid a confrontation. He says the presidential guards do not want to fight. He says they will defend themselves if they have to, but they do not want to shed blood to stay in power. That is useless to commit massacres for a country that they want to serve. The RSP seized power in a coup last Wednesday. They said the transition government was not organizing free and fair elections. EU interior ministers Tuesday approved by a large majority a plan to relocate 120,000 refugees around the bloc, but only after overriding fierce opposition from Central and Eastern European countries. The decision on relocation for 120,000 persons adopted today by a large majority of member states. That was according to EU's Luxembourg presidency in a tweet. This latest development comes as a report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says Europe can expect a record million people to request asylum this year. This is the OECD chief, Angel Gurria.
The numbers are overwhelming us. But let me tell you something. This stage is going to ebb. They are actually going to settle, or at least to arrive.
VOA News. Egypt demolished more than 3,000 buildings in the Sinai Peninsula during the past 2 years and what was likely a disproportionate campaign to eliminate smuggling tunnels and create a buffer zone next to the Gaza Strip, according to Human Rights Watch Tuesday. In their new report, the group said the residential, commercial, and community buildings were often knocked down with little notice, leaving thousands of people homeless with inadequate compensation. In addition to those structures, a right group said Egyptian authorities cleared nearly 700 hectares of farmland with no payments for that land. The top NATO commander in Afghanistan Tuesday denied that there was ever a policy for forces to ignore Afghans' official sexual abuse of minors. It comes days after a newspaper reported that troops were told to look the other way to preserve relations with the allies. General John F. Campbell, who commands both U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan, said he had discussed the media reports with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. Pope Francis will travel to the United States Tuesday after celebrating a third and final Mass on the communist island of Cuba. The Pope concluded his trip to the country with the Mass at the Basilica of the Virgin of Charity of El Cobre. That's the country's holiest shrine. President Raul Castro received the pontiff Tuesday at that shrine near Santiago. The German car manufacturer Volkswagen says 11 million cars worldwide were fitted with software that was designed to cheat U.S. emissions tests. It announced on Tuesday that now it's putting aside some $7.3 billion to handle the cost of changing the software as other expenses in the hopes of winning back the trust of customers. Also Tuesday, the European Commission spokeswoman, Lucia Caudet, says it takes the matter of Volkswagen's emissions cheating scandal in the U.S. very seriously. She says, we need to be very clear on the need to clarify the facts. We need to get to the bottom of this. We're in close touch with Volkswagen and the Environmental Protection Agency in the United States, as well as the California Air Resources Board, to establish facts with regard to the recall. She added, it's too early for us to draw any conclusions. Chinese President Xi Jinping, who begins a visit to the U.S. Tuesday, said his government takes cybersecurity seriously and that cyber criminals, including hackers stealing commercial secrets, should be punished according to the law and international conventions. In written comments published early Tuesday in response to questions from the Wall Street Journal, Xi said China had also been a victim of hacking and denied any governmental role in stealing business data. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.